Show.
Get home with Jules and Dave, night from 3.
Ryan Seacrest, the hottest name in showbiz, is on air weeknights from 7.
Your station with the stars and more of Dublin's best music mix.
98 FM.
Okay, Kathy, €10,000 on the line for Celebrity Stuck for Words. Who do you think it is?
I think it is Shaggy, the number one Mr. Boombastic.
Kathy.
I'm wrong.
Brady from Raheny. Kathy Brady from Raheny, you just won €10,000!
You are kidding me!
You won!
Taking the
pick.
Oh my
gosh. Kathy, you've just
identified. Are you kidding me? No, seriously, no. Now. I'm here in the house on my own. My kids are out with their grandparents.
Wait till they get home to that news.
What's your favourite radio station, Kathy?
Dublin's 98 FM.
Well done, Kathy.
98 FM. Now who the hell are you? We've just given away €10,000 in cash.
Now we're going to do it all over again.
A new Celebrity Stuck for Words.
Another €10,000 to be won.
€10,000 in cash.
Now who the hell are you?
Play again Monday with Aidan and Claire from 7. Only from Dublin's best music mix, 98 FM.
Now who the hell are you?
Minutes to 8 now. Good morning. It's Ray and JP in. We're here with Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. Okay, let's play.
Okay.
Do not say or okay. If you do, you'll hear this noise. We'll cut you off and move on to the next person. NASA, have you had your brekkie? NASA or NASA?
NASA.
Yeah. Declan's on 2. Hi, Declan.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Are you in Ballymun?
Yes, I am.
How's the weather in Ballymun this morning?
It's nice and bright.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yes, it's great.
Oh, sorry, yes. He said yes.
That was yes.
You're
was
fine,
yes.
Declan. Deco, it's fine. Just relax. Have you had your brekkie thus far?
One cup of tea, yeah.
Okay, everyone relax. Deco, you're fine.
Everything's fine.
You're still on. You see, you only had a cup of tea for your breakfast?
Yes, one cup of tea and a cigarette.
And a cigarette, that's it?
So far.
That's not a very healthy breakfast. What will you have later on?
I don't know. I'll look in the fridge and see what's there.
All right. Any plans for the rest of the day, Deco, or what do you do? And John's gone. 7:57. If you want to play tomorrow morning, €100 could be yours. It's a very easy game.
Green Army!
Dermot and Dave do Poland with Boilersports.com on 98 FM.
Bones, drop and Tony! Used to be Italian, but he's Irish now.
98 FM's Big Red is parked up here in the middle of all the action here in Poznan.
I think that this is just as electric as you can get. I haven't experienced anything as tense and as exciting as it is here.
I tell you, Ryanair were very, very sound. The staff on the plane were amazing because they had to put up with this. We decided to get in on the act. We started our own song and everybody joined in an amazing rendition of O Come All Ye Faithful. Fanzone is a cordoned off square area with a massive 40-foot cinema screen that screens all the games. Essentially like a giant gig arena in the centre of the town. It is absolutely amazing. Right at the window right now, there's a man in an old Ireland Aircom jersey. He's got knee-length jeans on, and he is the honey monster. He's dancing with a giant inflatable banana. You see, this is the level of Irish dedication that there is here. Jimmy.
Hello, Dermot and Dave. It's a pleasure to meet you.
And a pleasure to meet you too, Jimmy. To raise money for Temple Street Children's Hospital in Dublin, you cycled over 1,600 kilometres to get here.
I cycled over 1,200 kilometres, as it was.
1,200 kilometres on a three-wheeled bike to raise money for Temple Street. Jimmy, you're an absolute hero. Jennifer Maguire from the Republic of Telly has just popped into 98FM's Big Red.
Yay! I am here doing some filming for RT2, right? And out of those 25,000 people who'll be here watching the game, I won't be one of them.
Why?
Because I didn't get a ticket for the match.
Right, came over to Poland with no ticket.
It's the cutbacks in RT, but I did hear that Marion Finucane got 15 tickets.
One for every 50 grand she earns.
I'm Robbie Keane, and when I'm not playing football, I listen to Dermot and Dave on 98FM.
Dermot and Dave do Poland on 98FM.
What a point of green!
Oh, look at the size of your inflatable hammer.
Hello, is Leah there?
Leah,
you haven't.
Well.
Leah, we've got some bad news. Leah, one second.
Leah, I can tell you, it's not you.
Hello?
Leah.
Oh, I love you.
How are you, missus?
She's crying. Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh my god,
they won. So who am I?
I know we're not looking.
Okay, so who am I speaking to now?
You're speaking to Leah, the one that's sending the picture.
Right, so Leah, where are you from?
I'm from Tala. Yeah, Tala.
You're from Tala, whereabouts?
Millbrook Lawns.
Right, and what school do you go to?
Tala Community School.
Right, and what year are you in?
We're in a transition year.
You're in transition, so you're in your DOS year.
Yes.
So are you guys in school at the moment, yeah?
Who are the seven people you were thinking of bringing?
Josephine, Sarah, Tracy, Chelsea, Louise, and Jesse.
Leah.
Oh my god, I love you so much. Oh my god, am I on the radio, Scarlett? Oh my god, can I say hi to my mom, my dad, they're listening, please?
Yeah, of course, yeah, no worries.
Oh my god, I'm crying, I'm going to cry, oh my god. And hello to Josephine's mom as well.
Leah.
I never win anything at all.
You and seven of your mates are going to see Harry and Liam.
Niall
and Zane and Louie in the flesh. You're going to One Direction.
Yeah. I love you.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Sport. Stephen Doyle, who's been over at the Olympics for 98FM for the whole time, was lucky enough to catch up with Katie. Now, granted, you'll hear in this interview, it was outdoors in the Olympic Village, but hey, she's an Olympic champion. Everyone wants to get a piece of her. We got 18 minutes. Really lucky we were with her. But have a listen. Stevo asked her this at the start.
Did you feel emotional yourself while going into the ring?
I had to just kind of block myself away from it all. I think it's hard not to get excited over it, but I was trying to stay calm and composed as I was walking up towards the ring, and I was just trying to, you know, focus on what I had to do and just keep my eyes down, don't look up at all at the crowd. But after each fight, you know, it was just a big relief after I won, and just seeing the crowd erupt and seeing Irish flags everywhere, it was just the most incredible feeling.
FM at London 2012.
Celebrating our golden girl, Katie Taylor.
Four-time world champion, five-time European champion, and now Olympic gold.
Katie Taylor's unstoppable.
The Olympics has always been my dream, and to win an Olympic gold medal is what more than all the money in the world to me.
The world's number one amateur boxer.
I love winning titles, and so I'd love to be remembered as kind of a pioneer of women's boxing.
Cool as ice, Katie stepped into the ring, and you could tell she was not going to be beaten.
Katie Taylor, the greatest female amateur boxer in the world today.
I just want to do the best I can do, really.
Katie Taylor,
the Queen of Ireland.
98 FM salutes you.
It's 98 FM, it's 5:15, and Chuck Stenson's in with us. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Hey, Dermot. Hey, Dave. Actually, Dermo, you go on out, man. He's just looking to improve his broadband.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But he's doing it on company time.
Chose the shortest song that we have in the playlist to do it as well, you know.
Poor guy, they had him on hold. Oh, just checking it for him.
Killings.
Yeah,
he just had to call back later.
Yeah. Well, he's outside, man. How you, Dave? You good?
Good, Chuck. Great to see you, brother.
Yeah, I'm doing good, man.
Yeah. I can see.
Yeah, divorce. Pretty. You never came over for dinner, man. I got kicked out of the new apartment. I'm on my own.
Because all you do is keep talking about your divorce. I'm sick of it.
Look,
I just want to talk about sports.
It's not my fault. She didn't understand me. Let's start with LA Galaxy. They proved they're out of this world this weekend with a hat trick from Talaboy Robbie Keane.
Amazing.
Yeah, the gravel voice dub put three past the really named Seattle Sounders in yet another American soccer match nobody gives a tuppenny damn about. Robbie says he has a new way of keeping a cool head in high pressure moments.
Yeah, to keep a cool head, like, we usually do think about breads and pastries and things like that. Like, think about Brennan's bread. Today is bread today. Or Pat the Baker. So fresh, it's famous. Sometimes, if I'm really under pressure, though, we think of a cuisine de France apple lattice. Here, I have to head off. I'm bleeding starving now. Hey, give us one of them ham and cheese jambons, will you?
Good man, Robbie.
Good taste.
Yeah, catch him at Wembley during the week. In golf, the USPGA have introduced a strict new dress code for next year's tour, Dave. Yeah, players will now be required to wear denim jackets, boot runners, and jeggings.
Oh my God, golf has just got so much more exciting.
The response from players has been largely positive so far, with AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am winner Brent Snedeker suggesting mood rings could make a fun addition to the ensemble.
I just really want to see Vijay Singh in a pair of jeggings. That'll make my life. Sure, get it together, will you?
And finally, horse winner man Ruby Walsh.
That's his name, yeah.
Has moved back home to Ireland.
Oh.
The 34-year-old says he's sick of living in the UK and has always hated the accent. The silken-shirted horse guy spoke to 90 FM at the harbour at Holyhead as he got onto the boat from over there.
I couldn't take any more of it, you know. Saying things like, shine your shoes, sir. Shine your shoes. Need your chimney sweep, sir.
I don't even have a chimney.
I lived in the flat.
For US Silly Sports. I'm Chuck Stenson. How did they get the fig rolls in? I don't know.
Dermot and Dave.
On 98 FM.
On 98 FM.
98 FM is going to put you behind the wheel of your very own star car.
The fantastic, funky Fiat 500.
Our big finale is going to be this Friday afternoon, Everlake Gardens and Harcourt Street. You could be there. In fact, you could be driving away in our funky Fiat 500. The star in the car to listen out for today, it's Ed Sheeran. Next time you hear him, you've got to text star car and your name and details to 53981 for 20 cent. Let's make this fun. I promise you, we will be playing him in the next 20 minutes as part of an ad-free 60.
98 FM Star Car.
Thanks to
It's called Titanium. It's David Guetta and Sia.
Come on!
You're on air.
On the stage right now.
With Ryan Seacrest.
It is Ryan Seacrest with you at 98 FM. Niall Horan is with us from One Direction. Take Me Home is available on Tuesday. Niall!
What's up, Brian?
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
And the brainchild behind you guys to a degree is Simon Cowell.
Yep.
Have you noticed him change recently due to your success?
No, he's always been the same.
Yeah.
You know, he's very like that. He sticks to his own ways.
Well, you know, back in the day, he was a performer himself. Do you feel like he, if he could do it over again, he'd want to be in the band?
Yeah, he just might have to shave his arms.
Yes.
Well, now, thanks, my brother, for being on with us. You know, we just started here in Dublin on 98 FM. You familiar with it?
Yeah, big fan.
Well, I'm very, very excited to be on, and I'd love to come hang out with you guys in Dublin at some point in time. You can take me around Temple Bar.
Oh, I'll take you around anywhere you want to
go. Are you old enough to go to Temple Bar? You are there, right?
Yes, and you're
All right. Here, maybe not, but there you are.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now, thanks for calling, buddy.
No problem. See you later, guys. Thank you.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
98FM Showbiz Show.
Hey, it's Siobhan O'Connor with you. This is the Showbiz Show. It's Saturday and only 1 week to go. Well, even less before Electric Picnic kicks off. Cannot wait to head down. And I'm going to go off and buy my tent a little bit later on. Keep listening to the 98FM morning crew all week for your last and final chances to win Electric Picnic tickets. Now, Ronan Keating dropped into studio. And I have to say, what he was telling us about what dubs call him in the street was absolutely hysterical.
Every time. It's best when you say nothing at all. That's what I always get. That's the one that always. Lies a roller coaster, you sap.
Ronan Keating is coming up very shortly. Also, we're hanging out with the cast of Total Recall at their hotel when they were over here in Dublin for the premiere. We catch up with the fabulous Colin Farrell.
People come over and say, how's it going? Or can I get a picture? If that's hassle, well, then yeah, I get hassled. But I don't think that's hassle. Do you know what I mean?
Jessica Biel.
Are you going to get married this summer?
I don't know. I'm running around the world with this movie and trying not to be one of those crazy people.
And next up, Kate Beckinsale's on the Showbiz Show. This is 98FM.
Please welcome The Script.
Look, it's The Script, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to Dublin's 98FM.
Here at 98FM, we know how much you love Dublin's homegrown superstars, The Script. So we did this.
Three nights in a row, three nights in the O2. Pretty much only The Script could do it. And we're going to give one person tickets to each of the gigs.
I absolutely love The Script. I've loved them since they launched the 08. However, last year my husband wasn't well with cancer treatment, and every time I had tickets, it clashed and he was kept in or something happened.
I tell you what, I'm sure that he will be sitting beside you in spirit when you go along to all three of The Script gigs.
You're going along,
Jennifer. Stay tuned for more chances to see your favourite artists at the biggest gigs in Dublin.
I'm Jennifer Heath from O'Carnum, and I'm 98FM Super Script fan. Woo!
Only from Dublin's best music mix, 98FM.
98FM, Dublin's best music mix. I'm Barry Dunn. That was the 90s and noughties at noon, wrapping it up with Avril Lavigne, Complicated. You want to check out the videos to those three songs, by the way. They're up right now on 98FM.com. Back to the new stuff. You know, Pink is in town tomorrow night, and then Fun are playing this Sunday night as well. Wouldn't it be great if tomorrow night at Pink's gig, Nate Roos from Fun comes out and does this song live with her? I'm not saying that's going to happen, but concert promoters of Dublin, if you're listening, make it happen. It's just Give Me a Reason, the Dublin's best music mix, 98FM.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my...
This is 98FM News.
At 5, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. Good evening. Grafton Street is getting a €4 million makeover. Granite rock from the Dublin mountains is being brought down to create a whole new look. 98FM's Dublin reporter Maria Shannon was at the unveiling of the planned facelift. She's here now. Maria, what do we learn today?
Well, Brendan, work starts in a few weeks' time and it'll take place in blocks. The first one's from Stephen's Green to Chatham Street, and the entire project will finish by November 2014. Now, the new paving will be grey and red. The streetlights, the bins and the bollards will all be updated as well. But not everyone's sure about how the council's going about the facelift.
It's a health hazard, if nothing else, you know, needs to be done.
You should do it in the night, way every other country does them.
To repave Grafton Street during the summer, which is the only busy time, is, in my view, madness.
And I spoke to Paul Brereton. He runs a jewellery store on the street.
This is one of the best streets in Europe, so it needs to look the part. It's never an ideal time to do it. So I think they just need to get on with it at this stage. And, you know, the council are trying to work with the businesses around to try and make it as smooth as possible.
And Maria, the Lewis link-up is also part of this work. That's going to force one of Dublin's most famous residents to move out, isn't it?
Yes, the Molly Malone statue stands right in the middle of the new Lewis line. Traders on Moore Street say the tart with the cart belongs with them, and the council have even thought about moving her to Melbourne temporarily. Dublin's Lord Mayor Nisha O'Murray told me nothing's been decided.
There are many differing views in the city on Molly Malone. She, you know, she clearly has an appeal to so many different people. So I've heard lots of discussions and debates about that. Lots of points of view, but no decision.
Thanks, Maria.
98 FM.
First for news in Dublin.
Come on, all emerge, yeah.
Ray Foley.
Yeah. Come on. Uh-huh. 98 FM. You got me hooked again from the minute you sat down.
Oh, I swear you're giving me a heart attack. Troublemaker.
Maybe I'm insane. Woo! Cause I keep doing the same damn thing. Thinking one day we gon' change.
But you know just how to work that back.
Hey. Make me forget my name.
Woo! What the
hell you do, I won't remember. I'll be gone until November. And you'll show up again next summer.
Hey!
Typical middle name is Prada. Woo! Fit you like a glove, girl, I'm sick of the drama. You're a troublemaker. But damn girl, it's I love the trouble, I can't even explain why. Yeah.
Why does it feel so good but hurt so bad?
Say,
My mind keeps saying run as fast as you can.
Come on,
I say I'm done but then you pull me back.
Whoa,
I swear you're giving me a heart attack. Troublemaker.
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
Yes.
You're welcome, Ollie.
Pleasure, man. That was good.
You're welcome.
I think if we do another X Factor live performance, I think if we do, you know, any big, you know, the EMAs, the VMAs, the Grammys, I think that I'm giving you a call.
Is that right? If Flo doesn't call you, I'll call you back, man. I swear to God. I promise. Ollie Murs, everybody.
Yeah.
And Ryan Seacrest plays the brand new American Top 40 later on this weekend, Sunday evening from 5.
Believe it or not, for your chance to win with Barry Dunn and Rise of the Guardians on 98FM.
And then this day next week, Rise of the Guardians opens in Dublin Cinemas, brand new movie from Paramount Pictures and DreamWorks Animation. Stephanie Buckley and Donna Bate, how are you?
Oh my god, did I win? I was in despair on my run, and when I touched the phone, it's one of those stupid touchscreen phones that went blank. I was like, oh my god, I'm off, you're knocking it off.
Ah, relax, you're giving me a headache.
Oh Jesus.
Cam Blue Oceans.
The Cam Blue Ocean? Is this a question?
No, it's not. You've already answered those questions to get in the draw for Lapland.
Okay, yeah, so what does that mean?
And your chance to send the family on your own reindeer sleigh ride up there to sleep in a glass igloo looking at the northern lights.
Okay.
Stephanie.
Yes.
It's you!
Oh my god, Dad! I can't believe it! Where are we going?
Get the bags packed, make sure the passports are up to date. You are going to Lapland.
Oh my god, I can't believe it! I'm so happy! Thanks a million! Oh, brilliant! I'm actually shaking. Oh!
I'm so delighted for you.
Screaming downstairs now, David.
Here, come here.
We're going to Lapland!
Oh, Jesus!
Sorry.
I'm delighted for you, Stephanie. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a million. Thank you so much.
98FM's Care for Kids Radiothon.
With Temple Street Children's Hospital, the National Children's Hospital Tala, and Our Lady's Children's Hospital Crumlin.
And what can I say about the 98FM Care for Kids Radiothon? It's just the faces and how happy this 2 days, you know, bringing something completely new and different into a hospital environment. It just breaks the day. Nobody likes to be in hospital at the end of the day.
Give us all your money for the 98FM Care for Kids Radio Talk.
I heard that Una was your girl. Is Una your girlfriend?
Not Una.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Look, just come clean now and tell us who's the lady you've got on the scene.
It's inevitable, you know.
This hospital gives you an opportunity to put so much back that in most other industries out there, you would never get this opportunity, and allows you to use the one thing we all possess is ability, and the ability to help others.
I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, cause it's funny. I would too if I saw. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. My life. Circus, round in circles, setting out tonight.
I'd be on oxygen overnight.
Do you feel like it's kind of stopped you from doing certain things? Or?
Yeah, just like everything. Like walking, just get breathless. Around school, I can't carry my bag anymore.
You know, we wanted to try any option that we could. But in the end, we didn't get to make any decisions. Connor got an infection. And he died when he was just 4 days old. I'm sorry now. I'll be on cloud, behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, cause it's fun, I would do.
Baba, black sheep, baby, everyone. Yet the tree, but one for the master and one for the day. One for the apocalypse, don't delay.
Really, really think hard. Like, if you only realise how much you need it is when your own child is in hospital and when the only child goes through it. It's very hard to see what they actually need while they're in here. You don't realise it till you're in the hospital.
Hi, this is Amy.
How's it going? I'm Jennifer from Cardiff.
My name's Jennifer.
Hi, my name's Daniel.
My name's Maria. Hi, my name is Sarah, and I've donated to the Care for Kids Radiothon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dublin.
Thank you, 98FM.
Thank you, 98FM.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hello, my name's Jake.
Thank you for all the work, 98FM. If I saw me, I'll be a
clown on your favourite channel. Thank you.
And I really, really what makes me happy about Radiothon, or what's good about it, is it's people, good people, trying to empower other people to do a little bit of good. You don't have to be a doctor to save a life.
In LA with 98FM.
So it's Dermot and Dave on 98FM, and we're giving away a trip to Wango Tango in LA.
Now, some people suggested that possibly this is an ice cream. It's not some kind of Wibbly Wobbly Wonder. It's a music concert with Jason Derulo, Will.i.am, Bruno Mars.
Hosted by 98FM's Ryan Seacrest and his good friend Britney Spears.
It's in Los Angeles. You have €1,000 spending money to take with you.
And you're not kipping on Ryan's couch. You've got a proper five-star accommodation to go as well. So
I suspect that Ryan's couch is probably five-star accommodation.
That's probably pretty true. So the important thing now is to take the names of all of our qualifiers, put them into a giant hat, have a big huge drum roll, and then tell the person that they're going to LA, and that person is
Wango Tango!
Deirdre Coker! Deirdre Coker from Tala. How are you?
Oh my God, I am fantastic now.
So where are you right now?
Where the driving test centre is.
The driving test centre. So, well, you'll be leaving that behind and jetting to LA to see Maroon 5, Jason Derulo, Will.i.am, Bruno Mars, Emily Sandé, Flo Rida, and your good friends, Ryan and Brittany.
Oh my God, it's just brilliant.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And I presume because you work in a driving centre, you'll be okay for a lift to the airport.
Yes. Definitely.
Now you get to decide who you're going to take with you.
My husband.
Oh, brilliant.
Robert.
Fair play. The lads are getting a look in. Brilliant. Well, listen, You and Robert have an amazing time. What's your favourite radio station?
98 FM.
98 FM's Wango Tango winner.
Get it right, Seacrest.
You come out here, hang with us in LA, and you'll go to Wango Tango, and this is the lineup.
Well, I am.
Sandy. Britney Spears.
Fall Out Boy.
Lil Wallet.
Bruno Mars.
Maroon 5.
Jason Derulo.
If you thought this was good, wait till you see what we do next.
Keep listening for more jet-setting, money-winning, Hollywood hoteling, superstar partying prizes. Only on Dublin's 98 FM.
Here I am.
Happy New Year!
2012 on 98FM.
In 98 seconds.
The sky's the limit for jobs in the city today, with 800 new positions being created.
Well, we're hoping for a big oil field development. First one for Ireland.
These will be the years.
US company.
company PayPal has confirmed it's creating 1,000 new jobs in Ireland.
The presence of Milan here, such a strong global player, is testament to the very strong reputation that we have as a leading nation.
It's a big year for Dublin, and science is very important for Dublin.
They could do what no side has done before today and make it 3-4.
But this is great ball for Leinster. Redmond must score here. He rolls over to score again.
As ice, Katie stepped into the ring just after two, and you could tell she was not going to be beaten.
Olympic champion, I've dreamed of this moment so many times before.
Katie Taylor has beaten her Russian rival 10-8 in a really close, tight, rough and rugged Olympics final.
This will be the year.
If you thought 2012 was good on 98FM,
wait till you see what we do in 2013.
He's not going to Washington, D.C., but you are.
Oh, my God!
Tell Obama we said hello, okay?
I will, absolutely. Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, 2012.
Hello, 2013.
Dublin's 98 FM.